Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you today from the John Deere new product rollout in Indianapolis. It's been going on for the last couple of weeks now. Dealers from all across the country have been coming into Indianapolis to see the new combines, the new tractors, the new technology that is available, and trade media having the opportunity to as well. Hearing from several John Deere leaders, including John Lagerman, who's the Vice President for Marketing and Sales for Region 4 for the Ag and Turf Division for John Deere. Region 4, by the way, is the United States, Canada, as well as Australia and New Zealand. So a big territory that John Lagerman is responsible for within the John Deere family. And we talked with him about this rollout and the length and breadth of it here in Indianapolis. John, you're, of course, involved on kind of a larger perspective basis within the John Deere organization. Mm-hmm. And y'all spent a lot of time in your presentation last night talking about the fact that we are looking at a global population boom that agriculture is going to have to try to feed and clothe. Mm-hmm. Why does John Deere feel that's an important part of, you know, what you need to be talking to with your dealers?
Well, I think we have a higher purpose. I think agriculture has a higher purpose. If you look at these fundamental demand factors, they're real. You know, you look at the statistics and the trends, and we are going to have to essentially double the amount of food output in the next 40 years, and that's a pretty steep productivity curve that we need to continue. Now, we've demonstrated as an industry that we can do that. You know, if you look at our past trends, the foundation is there, but we must continue the journey. So we feel that we not only offers an opportunity, but we have a responsibility to do that.
We've had some of this newer technology for a little while, as far as, you know, the GPS and some of these things that are starting to really almost automate some of the aspects, right, of the equipment, but This latest round of technology that you all have introduced, this is something you seem to be saying is a fairly significant advance.
Yeah, I think, you know, GPS provided guidance capability, you know, and guidance just allows you to be more precise with where you operate the equipment, helps producers reduce overlap, those kind of things. But I think what this round of technology is doing is really capitalizing on information flow. So you take the guidance capability, which is GPS based, along with the ability to transmit information from the machine and back to the machines if you're planting or spraying. That becomes a pretty powerful combination from a technology perspective.
When we think about the things that the specifics of what you rolled out, new series of combines, several new tractors, technology to go with really all of your tractor line, what really do you think will be most rapidly embraced? In other words, what really is will make a difference right away for farmers?
Yeah, well, I think first of all, the sheer productivity capability of the machines that we introduced. I mean, that'll be the first thing that's recognized. The combines, as an example, the combines and the front end equipment will allow the customers to have a step function change in a lot of cases, a lot of situations around the current line of harvesting equipment we have. So I think the sheer productivity capability will be, I think, the first thing noticed. But then I think they'll also begin to realize this telematics connection they have back with the dealer organization will allow them to fine-tune that capacity that I just talked about.
Where do you see this thing going? In other words, what's going to be that modern farm of, say, 5 or 6 years down the road? How are they going to be interfacing with, for example, John Deere?
Well, I think they'll have. First of all, it'll be based on information. I think they'll have in many cases, they'll have a very good read on the yield capabilities of the land that they farm. Where those capabilities to improve yields or reduce cost, I think they'll have a pretty good handle on that. And then I think that they will begin to look at variable rate applications more intently as ways to reduce cost, you know, where you don't need the where you don't need the higher input cost on a certain section of or a certain piece of ground. Don't apply it, and where you do, do apply it. So I think the variable rate capability, along with that basic information I talked about before from a total operation perspective, I think that they'll look at the operation more more comprehensively as ways to improve it.
Well, last question that has to do with the kind of the conversation that you've been having with Uncle Sam regarding GPS. Are you feeling pretty good that the GPS spectrum is going to be protected?
Well, we're sure working hard to make sure the government understands that how critical GPS is to our customers in the United States and other parts of the world, frankly, around precision agriculture. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that the government understands that importance and that any kind of technology that's introduced does not interfere with that capability. So we're taking a concerted effort around that.
So you are concerned?
Well, we're certainly interested to make sure that the government understands the consequences.